God is good. And all the time. Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you this morning to the First United Methodist Church. Hey, guys. How are you? Good. If you're listening on the radio or over the internet, we welcome you this morning. We thank you so much for tuning in around the world in that manner. So we just celebrate what God is doing in our lives. And we just appreciate you, I appreciate you worshiping here today. If you would turn with me real quick in your bulletin, there is an insert in here that I would like to talk about, Doors to Promise. This is Native American Ministry Sunday. And if you have questions about what that is, you can open this up and read it. It's also an envelope. If you would like to give to this ministry, it's the United Methodist Ministries, or that's around, you know, obviously in the United States. You are more than welcome to give to that and just put that in the offering basket this morning. If you would open up your bulletin to our announcements, a lot of things going on. One thing I want to lift up, it is church camp season. And for, I think this will be our ninth year, Jamie and I, for instance, have directed a church camp up in Lawson, Missouri. For junior high, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And so it is just a lot of fun, and we like to have a lot of fun and hang out with the kids, and it's just a great experience. There are many, many experiences. There are science camps. There are astronomy camps. There's sports camps, all based on the Christian concept. You know, they learn Scripture and all these things, how to live as Christians, and they get offered Christ while they are there. These registrations are out here. They're all over the church, but we have a pile of them out here. We really invite you to take them and look at them. And if you have a child or a grandchild and would like to send them to camp, please let us know. There are all different age groups, all different kinds of camps. So please take one of those and look at that closely. Please pay close attention to the announcements. There are a lot of things that are going on. Wednesday night, chancel choir. We will not have chancel choir rehearsal this Wednesday night. Just know that, okay? But we have a plant sale on Friday, trustees meeting on Thursday, if you're part of that. And one thing I'm really excited about, this church, we are just doing our best to change the lives of folks in this community and to touch the lives of people around the world through your giving and such and mission work. And one thing that I'm excited about, and if you've known me very long, I get excited a lot about the ministries of this church because they're really awesome. We have a new sports and recreation team that's forming under the direction of Michael Shockman. And if you are interested in coming up with ideas and ways to be a part of that, they are meeting at 6 o'clock Tuesday evening. So I'm really excited because it allows us to have fun and hang out as Christians in different ways in regards to sports and recreation. So please, even if you're not interested in being a part of the team, Mike, where are you? I know you're here. Oh, I bet you he's downstairs cooking, isn't he? Anyway, talk to me or Mike about that, and we'll take those ideas to that team. Don't forget, right after worship today is Lunch Bunch. So make sure you come on down. This is a way for us to, just to hang out together, have fun. It is also a way for us to raise money for apportionments in the United Methodist Church. That is a way we do ministry around the world. The money that we give in apportionments, it digs wells in Mozambique. It gives people clothes, food. Brings healing and hope around the world. And so that is a good way for us to do that. And the Lunch Bunch is a way for us to raise funds for those apportionments. So if you have any more questions about that, you can ask me later. But please come and join us for Lunch Bunch. It is, I believe, help me out, $5? $6. $6 for a person and $15 for a family. I thought that changed. That's why I was wondering. So are you ready for an awesome worship service today? Are you ready to have fun? Or are you just ready to kind of relax in your pew and be a boat potato? Oh, you want the fun? All right. That is awesome because I like fun. those of you who worship here regularly know that you can tear this off. Please take time to fill this out, look it over, even if you worship here regularly. Look over these ministry teams and the backside of this and all this information, because life changes, right? And so we do our best to keep track of this and contact you if that's your request. So please make sure you fill this out. If you're visiting with us, please do fill this out. We want to say thank you for worshiping with us, and that's our way to communicate with you by finding out your information. So please fill this out. Turn them in the offering basket when they come before you later on in the service. God is good. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. You truly are an awesome God. You created us, Lord. You knew us when we were still unborn. You knew us, God, and had great plans for us. You gifted us in so many ways, Lord, and we just ask that you anoint us today as we gather to worship you. We understand that you're already here, but we want to be deliberate in asking for your presence in Jesus' name, God. Be with us. Help us find joy in our life. Help us, God, if just for a moment, lay aside the issues that we might be having in our outside of this space in our life. Help us, give us hope, give us courage, God. In Jesus' name, be with us. Make us one with you and one with each other. In Jesus' holy name, amen.